I'm Marco Werman with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Our next story today is a David versus Goliath kind of tale. Chevron, the big American energy company, goes into a rural town in Romania, intent on drilling into the ground to blast natural gas out of shale rock. You know, fracking. The mayor welcomes Chevron, hoping to make his town less dependent on Russia and its own energy giant Gazprom. But some residents disagree, and they proceed to drive both Chevron and the mayor out of town. Or was it Russian interference? Andrew Higgins has been writing about this for the New York Times, and he says it's hard to tell who's Goliath and who's David in this chaotic story.
Well, it depends who you listen to. The activists who were for a determined protest against fracking in the most destitute part of Romania, for them, they are the David and the Goliath is Chevron, the big American oil and energy company. But there are some pretty serious suspicions and semi-documented signs that the David is Chevron and the Goliath is Gazprom, the Russian energy giant, which is very determined to block fracking in Eastern Europe, which is almost entirely dependent on Russian gas for its energy needs.
Well, tell us what happened in this village of Pungesti, Romania. I mean, basically, the locals ran Chevron out of town. Is that correct?
It's actually unclear what happened to Chevron at the moment. They began exploratory drilling for shale gas last year and seem to be returning to the site to its original state, which was just a field. But they say, oh, no, this isn't necessarily because we're leaving. It's just while we assess the test results. Though the protesters are claiming a great victory and that they've driven, you know, Chevron out of Romania.
So what is the evidence that Russia had something to do with these protests and getting Chevron to hightail it?
The evidence in all these places is entirely circumstantial. There is no documented proof whatsoever that Russia has been bankrolling the protesters. The circumstantial evidence is that there have been ferocious protests which went on for months and months and months, hundreds and hundreds of people pouring into this destitute village in the middle of nowhere. And people say, you know, well, what happened here? This place has never seen protests before, and how come suddenly, the moment Chevron show up, it's the focus of national agitation against fracking.
So let's assume Russia is deeply opposed to fracking in Romania. Why would they not want fracking there?
For them, Romania is very important for Russia because it's next to Moldova, which, like Ukraine, has been sort of toying with the idea of hooking up through trade agreements with the European Union. And we saw what happened in Ukraine when Ukraine decided to do that. All hell broke loose. And Moldova is now has to make a decision itself whether or not it wants to sign a trade deal with the EU. And in the run-up to that, Russia has been putting some pretty heavy pressure on Moldova using the gas weapon, as some see it. And Moldova is entirely dependent on Russian gas. Mm. So this is a pretty powerful weapon.
Right. And what kind of hit would the Russian economy take if that were to happen?
In Moldova, in terms of actual hits, it would be negligible. Moldova is a very small place and doesn't have much industry, so they don't actually use that much energy. But geopolitically, it would be very significant for Russia. And Russia's put a lot of energy into convincing the Moldovans that they should stick in the sort of Russian sphere of economic and political orbit rather than veer off towards the European Union.
And Andrew, what do you know about Russia's own policy? Like, what's the policy in Moscow about fracking? Are we to believe that Vladimir Putin has a green face? Because, frankly, we mostly hear about how he places profits above the environment.
Yeah, that is one of the great contradictions in this whole saga, is that Russia is hardly known as a great green advocate. And, you know, the Russian authorities regularly arrest and harass environmentalists. But when it comes to fracking, the Russians are uncharacteristically and enthusiastically green. I mean, Putin said fracking poses a huge environmental problem, and he said that bit of allowed fracking no longer have water coming out of their taps, but blackish slime, the blackish slime coming out of your tap. It immediately sets alarm bells ringing.
Andrew Higgins with the New York Times, thanks for talking to us about this.
You're welcome.